Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Journey to My Deen podcast. If you are a new listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back to the Journey to My Deen podcast. It has been more than a fat minute. It has been almost a decade, but I am so glad, alhamdulillah, to be back and better, better-ish than ever, alhamdulillah. And full disclaimer before this podcast, you're listening to this podcast, if you hear any white noise, if you hear like the background is screeching, I'm trying my best. I'm back home in Nigeria right now. I left, it's already summer, I'm done with summer school, and it's time, that time of year where I'm back home again for a little while. And now that I'm back home where I am, my window is close to the road and cars are just passing and it's a crazy thing. So I'm sorry again if you hear the white noise of the back, but I'll try my best to like hash that out before I post the podcast. If not, then I'm sorry. You guys, I have missed you all so, so much, and there's so much to catch you up on. I wanted to make a formal apology podcast, but I was like, God, no. Like, I don't want to be that podcaster because there was a good reason for me leaving. And I wanted to share that with you guys before anything. So this is my annual 21, birthday podcast, a new age, new century. Like, I'm entering a new era in my life. And that is a new age. I'm 21. So basically, I'm going to share the ins and outs and how it's been for me. Because it's been over a month and a few days since I've been 21. And I'm going to share with you first where I've been and how life has been, what has been happening with me. Because this is going to be quite a little bit of a long one. But I feel like it's time for me to formally tell you guys what's been happening in my life. Okay? So I'm done with my third year of university, alhamdulillah, and I'm entering my final year now. And to say that I'm nervous is just an understatement. I am so shooken. I'm scared to the core about what's gonna happen in my fourth year, but I'm so excited to enter this new phase of my life, enter the phase of possible unemployment. Never, astaghfirullah, never, 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 inshallah, there's a job waiting for me there when I graduate, inshallah. I'm so nervous. You guys, I've been opening a LinkedIn account. That's how desperate I am. I've been connecting with everybody that I see. That is how desperate I am to, seem like a grounded enough person for employment. If you're a listener out there and you want an employee, I'm here. I'm looking for a job and I'm very qualified. This is not like a job interview, but a sis gotta do what she gotta do. So honestly, I have been not great, but at the same time, I've been good, alhamdulillah. Like every other girl, forget girl, like every other human being, it's been a struggle, honestly. This year has been the best and also the most, not the most emotional year of my life, but it's getting to the point where it's the end of the year. It's already almost the end of the year. How many months and we'll be in 2025? It's just crazy. And I'm just getting a little bit emotional and a little bit tired and a little bit burnt out from everything. But honestly, this has been the best summer of my life, thanks to the girls that have taken care of me and have been there to support me and to show me love. And I love them so, so much, because this summer wouldn't have been this summer without them. Alhamdulillah, I went to summer school and I accomplished all that I wanted to accomplish in summer school, and I came out with good grades, alhamdulillah. I only took one course, but still, I didn't want to have that added pressure on me, because taking a lot of courses with the course that I had already taken would have been so bad, because I know I would have been burnt out. But I've been going out and I've been having fun with my girls, as I said before. Really amazing summer. So alhamdulillah, I'm really, really good. And honestly, I'm being very, very honest, it's been a struggle with the deen. The main reason why we started this podcast, I feel like we have to reevaluate, and I have to re-explain why I started the podcast, because as I'm growing, I'm realizing that my definition of the journey to the deen is different from every other person's journey. It's to see our personal growth, but also for you guys to see that as much as there is personal growth, there is also going to be a time where it's going to come to a halt, and it's going to be difficult to come back from that. The hardest thing about the journey to the dean is the actual journey, because the journey is the hardest thing ever. Like, being able to get up, like, I'm not talking about praying, I'm talking about practicing and having, like, faith in yourself and having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because honestly, a lot of us say inshallah and a lot of us say alhamdulillah, like, but do we really mean it? Like, it didn't really click in my mind that I always say inshallah because I want to hold on to something, I want to have something to just say inshallah, but do I truly mean it in my heart? I didn't truly understand the meaning of inshallah until the summer, until I went through my own thing. I'm not fully, like, able to share that, unfortunately, with you guys, but alhamdulillah, it was so good. It had to do with school, so yeah. And I just believed, honestly, and I prayed to Hajjud, like, I really prayed, and I told, and I gave my all, and in my prayers, I said, whatever it is that comes down to it, whether I lose or I win, I have given everything that I've got, and I'm leaving the rest to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And honestly, I saw fruit. I saw this, like, the fruit of the seeds that I planted. And to say that I was amazed is something. You're a practicing Muslim, but honestly, when you feel and witness the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's something completely different than just saying it, you know? We don't truly believe it until we see and experience what we have planted, the seeds of what we're planting, until it becomes a fruit. That's when we truly believe it. And I realize it's a continuous watering of the plant that makes it grow. Your prayers, your tahajjud, your dhikr, all that, you're putting water into the seed that you want to grow, and eventually one day it's going to grow. Like, every dua we make, we can't just pour water on a plant, on a seed one day, and expect to see a big apple tree grow out of it, or whatever it is you're planting. But no, you have to take your time, you have to water it down, just like everything in life, with your education, with physical fitness, with studying, with praying, with worshiping. You have to take your time, and you have to experience, and you have, it's a journey, it's the all the watering of the plant, that's the experience that you get out of it. The actual reward or the actual tree that you get is not, it's the goal, but it's not the joy, it's the journey of getting to the fruit that you, the fruit of the seed that you planted. I'm trying to say something inspirational, but, like, my mind is going all sorts of places. So honestly, I feel like I truly did plant my seed this summer, and I truly watered it every single day, and I saw results, and it was magnificent. I'm still struggling every single day practicing Islam, because it's not easy. Some days I have my ups where I'm at my best, my iman is the best, and some days I'm so down that I feel like I don't even deserve to be a Muslim. But who are we to decide who deserves to be a Muslim or not? Like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this gift of being born Muslims or converting Muslims, and we shouldn't take it for granted. We should honor it, respect it, and give it our all, and we should work hard for it, because at the end of the day, we don't get to decide for ourselves whether we did the best or not. We just have to fight and work hard and see the fruits of our labor, you know? So honestly, I have seen a lot, experienced a lot. Still single, just throwing that out there, because I don't want anyone thinking that the reason the best summer I've ever is, like, I don't know, no one's asking, but I'm still gonna put it out there. But alhamdulillah, like, we're praying for every part of our lives to see the goodness in that. So we're still hanging on, we're still strong, and honestly, it's been good up until now. I still have my dark moments, but I'm human, so those dark moments are very, very needed. So with that being said, alhamdulillah, the summer was amazing. I saw a lot of movies, I saw a lot of places, I hung out with a lot of my close friends, and I got close with a lot of my beautiful girlies, and I got to see the different side of other people. I feel like with friendships, like, the first group of friends that I made in university, I thought I would graduate with them and never make any sort of type of friendships ever again in my life. But then I met these girls in the summer, and I was like, the first people I met will always be my people, but these are my people too. I feel like we tend to like see the first people and we stick to them, and we're like, oh my God, I'm not gonna make any other friends because these are my people. And also out of fear that you will never find any other person like them. But it's a lie. And as much as some people can be betrayers, I honestly don't believe everyone is fake and is false. There are some honest people. Just because you're honest doesn't mean that the whole world is a liar. You're not the only one honest person in this world. There are many honest people. You just have to calm down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place you in a position that you will find these people, or these people will find you, and you will make an honest, good connection with them. Because honestly, never in my wildest imagination did I imagine that we would ever form a connection with these girls the way we formed it. I saw the friendship, but I didn't think it would bloom this deeply. When I was staying for summer, I was like, oh, summer is not going to be that interesting. It's just going to be me, myself, and I. But honestly, I was not me, myself, and I. I was with these girls, and we had so much fun. I got to experience a lot of things. My best friend, the bestest friend I've ever had, we were together this summer. She lives in Istanbul, and like honestly, like we had lots of fun. We didn't see each other every day, but we still kept up with each other. We still checked in, and we still had a lots of fun checking in on each other, you know. That was the best part of this summer, is we were able to care for each other, even though we were far, not too far, but we were not in like close proximity to the point where we see each other every day. And these other girls, we were seeing each other every day, we're still connecting, and we love each other so deeply for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I feel like I learned a lot, and I got close to my deen a lot this summer, and I got a lot of experience, and I got a lot of perspective from different people, and I got close to a lot of people this summer, and I am eternally grateful for every single one of them that have come into my life. I feel like this is like an appreciation speech to them, because I honestly have so much love, respect, and like thanks to them, because the summer wouldn't be the summer. 21 wouldn't be 21 if they hadn't been there. So jazakum Allahu khairan. If you're listening to the podcast, I thank you so much. So apart from them, like enough about them, 21, like what has 21 taught me, and what have I been experiencing since I turned 21? Honestly, on the day I turned 21, unlike last year when I was alone, 21, I was with my brother, and 21 was really special for me. Like, my friends, they bought me a cake. I got lots of presents this year. And forget about the presents. It was just the love and the appreciation and the thought for me. Like, people thinking about me to do something for me. And the prayers that I got this summer. The amount of people that pray for me when I turned 21, magnificent. Like, if I want anything more than in this world, it's your prayers. Honestly, that would just... that is something that I would love the most. It's your prayers to always be healthy, to have a healthy, loving family in the future, inshallah, for my family to continue growing, for us to have strength to help each other out. That prayer that I received this summer gave me the confidence and the strength to keep on fighting. The power of prayers is truly magnificent, and I got them from a lot of people. Not to say that last year I didn't get them from anyone, but this year it was overwhelming and very special for me to get those type of prayers from people. Honestly, it was truly something I just can't explain. Out of body experience, I would say that is. And I truly loved the experience. Turning 21 felt like I have serious imposter syndrome, honestly. Coming back home, and sometimes because my mom, like, obviously she still treats me like I'm like 16 or 15 or something, and it gives me some serious imposter syndrome when I go outside and people greet me and be like, ma'am, can I take your order, or ma'am, can I take your coat? I'm like, who's ma'am? Who the hell is ma'am? Because I know that you're not talking to me, but I have to realize that I'm 21. If they don't call me ma'am, then what would they call me? So honestly, I just get this like very strong sense of imposter syndrome, and it makes me feel like I'm a fake or I'm something that I'm not. But honestly, I truly appreciate the fact that I'm 21, the fact that I even got to this age, alhamdulillah for that, and the fact that I'm growing older. You know, by next year I'm going to be 22. Oh God, I don't even want to think about it, but I'm going to be older, inshallah, starting a family soon. I'm going to graduate soon, inshallah, and I'm gonna start my own life, start making my own money, paying taxes, having my own kids, a husband, and continue taking care of my mother, inshallah, in the future. And honestly, like, it feels so surreal to even say that, because, like, since I was a child, I don't know if I've said this before on the podcast, I've always envisioned what it would be like to be 18 and 21, because people made 21 seem like this crazy age where you can have so much fun and you can do this and that. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Maybe if I'm 21, then I can finally be free of the prowls of my mother. But then I realized that I will never be. Like, as an African child, unlike white people who really have all the freedom to do whatever, as an African, even if you have grandchildren, as long as your mother is still alive, you will never be free. Like, honestly, I would rather have my mom alive than that freedom, but I respect the fact that she raised me the way she raised me, and she didn't let me act the way I acted, because imagine me acting other than the way I am. I don't think I would even like myself, even though it's me. So, yeah. So, 21 has been encouraging. It's been mind-opening. Unlike 20, that was humbling. 21 has been very encouraging. It's been slow so far. But the experience that I've gotten from 21 is certainly something that I love, and I would love to share an experience with you guys and talk about more eventually when I get more into, when I get like 5 months into being 21. I'm sure I'd have experienced a lot more than I'm experiencing now. But honestly, I'm grateful to be alive, honestly, alhamdulillah. And my advice to anyone who's entering their 20s, who's going to be 21, honestly, that's where I stop, because I'm not 22, so you're older than me, so you should tell me what to do. My advice for people turning 20 is enjoy it. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're old, or because you're turning 20 or entering a new decade. No, you're just experiencing life now, and you should have fun. You should have the time of your life. You should have lots of fun, like, in the halal way, obviously. You should experience, you should meet people, you should experience life. You should, if you can travel, travel. Do as much fun things as you can, and just be yourself, honestly. Don't be fake, because fakeness gets you nowhere. Don't try and be someone other than who you are. Don't try and, like, change yourself to please other people's, like, view of how you're supposed to be. And most especially, like, do not, I repeat myself, do not lose faith in yourself and in your deen and in your prayers and also in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because honestly, the reason most of us get lost in our 20s is because we don't know where to place ourselves at. When you don't have faith and you don't have a religion, you find yourself in, like, this little void of, where am I? Why do I exist? You start questioning everything. I know I'm not the only one who thinks about this, but don't ever lose faith. Don't ever lose that hope that you have in your heart. And don't ever allow anyone to make you question that there is a God out there, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. And he's here, and he sees, and he knows everything that is happening around us. And don't ever lose faith. And also, have people there. I know it's hard. I never thought in my life that I would have people around me to support me or to give me the strength that I have now. But I do. And I'm so eternally grateful for them. So, if you were clicking on this podcast expecting to hear some sort of sad, like, thing, then I'm sorry, but there's nothing sad here. I may sound slow because I'm actually a bit tired and I woke up really early today. Something unbecomes of me. I literally woke up early. But honestly, like, enjoy your 20s as much as you can. Enjoy it before it, like, it's too late and you're looking back and you're regretting never enjoying your 20s. Because honestly, I enjoy my 20s and I'm enjoying my 21. Alhamdulillah, I'm able to experience all the things that I'm experiencing, to be able to travel to another country to study, to see a different side of the world. Right now, I don't have one home. I have two homes and I have two families, the one I have here and the one I have in Istanbul, you know? So enjoy yourself, have fun, live your life, but also never give up, and also always have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever and whoever you are in the world, remember that you are loved, you are supported, and you always have people around you that love you so, so much. It is with great, great pride that I say that I have experienced and I'm experiencing what it's like to be a young adult and what it's like to see the other side of the world. And I'm so glad to be sharing this with you guys. I have missed you guys so much. You have no idea how much I've wanted to talk about. So much to say on the podcast. I have so many things to talk about, but unfortunately, that's all the time that I have for today. So if you enjoyed this episode of the Journey to My Dean podcast, don't forget to like and also follow my podcast channel. And please, 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 I want to emphasize on this. I have not forgotten. I will always say at the end of my podcast, Palestine is still going through war and they need your support. So keep on praying, keep on boycotting, and inshallah, Palestine will be free. Also, Nigeria. How can I ever pray for another country when I haven't prayed for my own country too? Nigeria is going through it as well, and it's not easy. The economy is suffering, and it's something that I don't want to speak too deeply about because I don't want to name names, but we all know who's behind this. Please pray for Nigeria and put us in your prayers. We are all losing faith, but honestly, I still do have faith because the only thing keeping humanity alive is faith. Pray for Nigeria. And may God give us strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength to take up all the suffering that is behind us. There's a lot of suffering, poverty, uneducation, lack of jobs available. And the money is not coming into the system like it's supposed to. So please, please, and please put us in your prayer. And inshallah, we will see the end of this misery that we are all currently going through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, strengthen us all, and give us the ability to hold ourselves accountable and also to have forgiven hearts. Thank you guys so, so much for listening to the Journey to My Dean podcast. It has been a pleasure. This is not a goodbye. This is an introduction to season 3 of the Journey to My Dean podcast, and I am so happy and excited for you guys to hear all the episodes I have planned. And I hope you guys have a lovely day, evening, morning, wherever you are, whatever time zone you are. And I will talk to you guys on the next episode of the Journey to My Dean podcast. Assalamu alaikum.